From Tidbits on August 24th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Snow Leopard, to be released August 28th, written by Adam C. Angst. In what may be an industry first, an operating system is shipping earlier than announced. Apple had previously promised macOS 10.6 Snow Leopard for September, but today Apple announced that Snow Leopard will become available on August 28th, 2009. Normally, it's pretty good money to bet on the latter end of promised ship date range. For those who have been on walkabout in the Outback for the last 18 months, Snow Leopard is the next major release of macOS 10, but one that is focused largely on enhancing performance and stability, and on improving the foundation upon which future applications will be built. Apple claims to have refined 90% of the more than 1,000 projects that make up macOS 10, improving such key portions of the operating system as the Finder, Mail, Time Machine, the Dock, QuickTime, and Safari. For more details on what has changed, see Apple previews Snow Leopard for September release, written back in June. Also being made available on August 28th is macOS 10 Server Snow Leopard, which includes all the improvements in the desktop version of Snow Leopard and adds iCal Server 2, Podcast Producer 2, Wiki Server 2, Address Book Server, and Mobile Access Server. Upgrade pricing. A single-user version of Snow Leopard will be available as an upgrade from macOS 10.5 Leopard for $29. A family pack version that's licensed for up to 5 Macs within a household will cost $49, and an updated Mac box set, which will include Snow Leopard, iLife 09, and iWork 09, will cost $169. The links in the article go to Amazon, though we just heard that Amazon apparently will ship Snow Leopard only within the United States. Apple considers Snow Leopard an upgrade from Leopard, so if you want to upgrade from macOS 10.4 Tiger running on an Intel-based Mac, Apple is directing you at the Mac box set or to a Mac box set family pack for $229. Until we've had a chance to test, we won't know for sure if the Snow Leopard upgrade disks will install over Tiger. We presume they will, since otherwise they wouldn't be able to install on a bare hard disk either. For those who have purchased a Mac with Leopard since June 8, 2009, the macOS 10 Snow Leopard Up-to-Date package provides an update to Snow Leopard for only $9.95. You must request the up-to-date upgrade by the earlier of 90 days after purchase or December 26, 2009. Snow Leopard Server will cost $499 for unlimited users, down from $999. Technical requirements. macOS 10.6 Snow Leopard requires an Intel-based Mac with at least 1 gig of RAM and 5 gigabytes of available disk space. It also requires a DVD drive for installation. Certain features require additional technical specifications. See Apple's site for details. Snow Leopard Server requires an Intel-based Mac with at least 2 gigabytes of RAM and 10 gigabytes available disk space, and some of its features also have higher technical requirements. Take Control books coming soon. As much as Apple's early release increased the pressure on us a bit, we're on track to release both Joe Kissel's Take Control of Upgrading to Snow Leopard and Matt Newberg's Take Control of Exploring and Customizing Snow Leopard by the time Apple makes Snow Leopard available to the public. You can read more about them now, and we'll post on the Tidbits and Take Control websites when the books are available for purchase. Take Control of Upgrading to Snow Leopard provides the guidance you need to upgrade calmly and successfully, as have many thousands of Mac users who have previously relied on Joe's previous Take Control of Upgrading titles. Joe's friendly expert steps, developed over innumerable test installations, help you avoid trouble, understand what's going on when you install Snow Leopard, and, by using the bootable duplicate that Joe helps you make before you start the upgrade, easily recover from problems that might arise. Take Control of Exploring and Customizing Snow Leopard picks up at the next step, with Matt providing a tour of the new features in Snow Leopard, including both those that are totally new, such as the totally revamped services feature and the language and text system preferences pane that offers system-wide automatic text replacement features, and those that have been enhanced from Leopard, like the new dock-related exposé capabilities and additional Time Machine controls. Existing Leopard features are also fully explained, complete with customization options to make them work the way you want. Everyone who purchased a previous version of either book will receive a discounted upgrade, so watch your email or click check for updates in your existing ebook to learn more once the books are available. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and much as I expected Snow Leopard on the 28th, I wasn't really expecting Apple to release the PR today, but instead on Wednesday. So, hey, it's all good. It's happening soon. Get ready for Snow Leopard.